Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by one of our correspondents as well, Brendan Devaney. Brendan, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And suppose we're having a discussion on the ever demanding schedule of a sport player. A player welfare has raised his head once again, from the point of view of during the week from Luke Keeney, highlighting the fact of his unfortunate injury. But it does go a lot deeper than that, Brendan. I suppose you unfortunately have got a little bit of that as well. And suppose today we're just going to try and highlight, you know, players that play maybe three or four different sports. Managers maybe not managing them, just maybe managing their own personal agenda. And suppose we've come across that throughout all sports. And suppose when you look at soccer, Gaelic, and even athletics, and some kids do try various different sports, but at an age, Brendan, they have to decide, well, look, I'm going to go in one direction. But as you unfortunately found out, and Luke unfortunately found out, and numerous others found out, that down the line, not so much in the moment then it gives issue, but maybe when you get a little bit older.
It's a huge issue, Park, and fair play for highlighting it. Over the years I've been trying to do my best whenever the subject would come up, that we're not looking after our players properly. Everybody's got a different way of looking at it. For me, it was playing a lot of different sports. And when I researched into it, the big thing was not resting was the key. Your body can recover. But for me, and the type of training I was doing, that was the issue with me. You never actually took any time off. And I think this has to go back. You've got to really look at where all this comes from in terms of player welfare and why it's taken us so long to catch up. Years ago, you know, GAA in particular, you know, and let's call it soccer for avoiding, I hate calling it soccer, but, you know, avoid just differentiating the two sports. Both sports, particularly GAA, was seen as a tough man sport, but you only played it at certain times a year. Players were fat. You had the old number 14 with a belly hanging out, that old kind of history, and kicking five or six points in a game. But as the GAA moved on then, particularly when the backdoor came in, and when the Celtic Tiger came in, and the money came in, and tactics and clubs, and everybody really started to get their act together, training started up and up, you know, professionalisation started to creep in, even clubs got very professional. And what happened was then, as the training methods and what the exertions was placed in players' body, that old mentality of get out there and do it, play through an injury, play different sports, just get up and do it, that was still in the background. And it's taken us this long to get up. And in between times, we have hundreds and hundreds of casualties out there now, not just county players, club players too, knees, hips, the whole lot, because no one has realised that you cannot put your body on this exertion. And as well, it comes down to the player, it comes down to individuals. Well, you spoke about Luke Keeney there. Like, Luke Keeney obviously had weaknesses that needed to be addressed, right? Because loads of players that played with Luke Keeney did their training, still playing now. So really, it's player by player that needs to be looked at.
And supposing from it's the Gaelic element here that's raised his head about it, but it is across all sports, let's be fair to say. But I just took a stat from the GPA. They've done a national survey of inter-county footballers, and 70% of all players will sustain an injury each season. So that's 70% of players playing county football. There's 34 of them on each squad. You can do the mathematics yourself, you know. Each injury requires an average of 26 days away from the sport. And when you look at the actual, that's nearly a month, let's call it that. Suppose 80% of those injuries involve the lower limbs, as you're pointing out.
Yeah, but I would go further than that. I would say it needs at least 6 weeks, you know, to 2 months. Now, in that time, you don't have to completely stop. You can keep the body ticking over, but you can't do that high intensity training. And I think the thing is that if you take players, if you look at Luke Keeney, if you look at different wee players, like I had wee Niall O'Donnell up in my house one day, just to say to him, Niall, listen, don't be out kicking frees in the winter time. It might seem like a McKenna Cup game's a big game now, or a league game's a big game, but listen, in the context of your career, it isn't. You do it in the summer, that's all that matters. And plus, when you're out in the summer, then you're able to warm up better, and there isn't the same impact in your body. And I'm just talking about a free taker now. Like, Berg, I would have been out Christmas Day, kicking bloody 40s over the bar, probably not warmed up right, putting massive pressure on my body, but nobody ever told me anything different. I would be out there. You get fanatical about it then, because you were like, particularly with frees, for me, they were so important to the game. to be honest, I didn't really want the responsibility of doing it, but it was me who had to do it. And then I was like, I'm out all the time, all the time. But just like us highlighting, though, there's certain times a year you can do that. There's other times a year where you have to break and take away from it. But if you take the likes of what Keeney was saying about through Sigerson, underage, say 21s, 21s Donegal, then getting on the senior team, and like young Niall O'Donnell's the same. Where is the time for the break?
And suppose from an underage point of view, I know I've been exposed to that myself, managing teams and players and individuals, and it's a difficult situation for a young person. Suppose we'll take the adult out of this, and we'll go, you know, at underage levels, there is that impact because they go to schools and they go to club football and they go to soccer, and you know, the individual then, you know, it's very hard for them to say no. So I think really what has to happen here, Brendan, is maybe a little bit of common sense has to come in across the board, maybe.
Well, to me, some of the underage managers are an absolute disgrace, you know, in terms of not giving a toss about what young boys is doing. This is all coming from the Gaelic. It's funny you're talking about soccer there. Gaelic has got this thing, though, everybody's all in. You have to be there every night. You have to be there, the group. That's understandable, but it's been overdone, particularly when young lads are growing up and their body's still forming and they're supposed to be doing schoolwork. They're supposed to have a life. You know, and I've talked to young players, a wee nephew there in Newton, he's played with the minors, he's played with Derry City, he's been across that. Some of the stories he's told me, like his mum had to stop me ringing these managers. I wanted to let them have it. Mm-hmm. Then that made been an impact for him in terms of getting picked in it. But some of the stuff, like you take it, if they had a soccer match during the day and then they had training that evening, the people are expected to be at training and train. You know, that's absolutely ridiculous stuff. But when it was the other way around, if there was a Gaelic match and soccer was on, they wouldn't be. So I think some of these Gaelic managers really, they have to get over themselves in terms of their short-sightedness. Yeah. If you have a player there, a young man, it's your job not just to make him a player. You've got to help him grow. You've got to have his welfare. And that's the thing. I can't believe how far down the track these people are. All they see is that this is my team, my name's attached to it, and I'm going to get these players to do whatever, and you have to be there every night. I think it's completely out of order. I don't think, like, up in the, like, you 18, Borg, is plenty of time enough for football just to start to get serious in. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on about 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds being put under serious pressure to be at training and to be playing different codes and trying to live their life on top of it.
And suppose, Bren, will touch on some of the impacts of that, you know, as you look at it from the player welfare point of view and sustaining an injury. And I know we'll not name the footballer that you told me about, but he regretted playing at a high level because he can't get out of bed now nearly.
Aye. I was surprised. Funny, like, you just phoned me there and just said to call up today and like that. Yeah, just saying that he regretted playing. Because I guess, like, if you look at it, football really is played, you know, your lion's share of everything you do is between 20 and 30. So 10 years of your life, you know, let's say you make it to a ripe old 75 or 80. That's such a small part of your life. So if you think about it, if you finish at 32, 33, 38, whatever it is, like people always say to me then, you know, you're always slagging about getting old. Listen, it's half time here. Do you know what I mean? It's only half time. Is a game old at half time? No, there's plenty more to happen yet. Mm-hmm. But if that second half work means that you are fighting pain all the time, and listen, we all have our struggles. I don't normally talk about it because I just get on with it. And I know loads of ex-players who would have played by the same. You just get grin and bear. But you shouldn't have to, because there is a way. If you look at top level sports now, there's people training all sorts and different codes, but because the medical backup is there, they realise how to manage high level training with rest and recovery, which means when you finish playing, you should have a normal body to continue the rest of your life. Whereas so many of our GAA players now are hobbling about and needing operations. And I was just looking, like, you know, as a club player, you can get that 4,500 towards an operation. A county player gets 6,500. There's loss of earnings built into that as well. There are backups. I mean, the GPA obviously is a huge voice for county players. Mm. But don't forget, you know, that's a small minority of our GAA playing. Now, obviously, the county players are under the most risk because they're playing everything. But, you know, there is backups and schemes there now. And I think people are, with the likes of you highlighting this, it is beginning to move on, but still, there's probably a lot of people listening to this now that face a battle every day just because they played a bit of football.
And suppose, Brendan, it's all about, that was the end of this now. There's education coming, which is a wee bit better, which, suppose, there's a lot more sports science in behind it, which is good. But suppose when you look at it in the context of an individual, I think maybe people just have to be a wee bit more considerate towards, if they are playing a couple of different variations of games and things like that. So is that something that can come out of the conversation,
Yeah, as I say, I just can't believe some of the stuff I've heard with young lads here and there being asked to play different games and even be made to go to training and things like that there. Now, again, I understand the whole thing. Obviously, I haven't played at every level here in Donegal, you know, GA. I understand the whole group thing. But, you know, particularly with young lads that are growing up, and I spoke to Dr. Carton down there in Wheatfield, like he's an amazing man, about injuries. And at the time I was researching in why have I got an issue here? And, you know, people say, oh, it's sport, but my knees and ankles are fine. But I was able to trace it back to free taking. It was the free taking really done me. And I remember saying to Dr. Carton, I said, well, listen, county players are players playing a lot of different sports. They should probably get an MRI when they're maybe 24, 25. He was like, no, around 20. 20 years old, they already need it. And my advice would be, if you've played a lot of sport already, I would go and get the MRI. I would go and see, how's my knees, how's my hips, is there damage done there? So you can tailor then how your training is. Because you've got to, and I said it to me, now, if it gets to a stage where the manager isn't happy with you saying to him, I can't do this, then step away. Because if it's not right for you, you've got to look after yourself. You know?
And suppose when we look at that, the common one is the hamstring. The cruciate now is becoming, you know, every other couple of months you're hearing about some lad doing his cruciate, you know, so that's going to have an impact down the road as well. And even I do know personally a few lads who have to get their hips done, you know. So suppose out of the conversation, we do hope, Brendan, that more education will come in this little bit of a highlight, and suppose the work that was done last week as well will help in that regard.
Listen, yeah, the backups there now, you know, there is obviously GA schemes and insurance. There's obviously loads of information online. The main thing, Eric, is if you think that you've got an issue, Luke Keeney can retrace the start of his injuries back to the Sand Dunes and Dunfanaghy. You know, that real tough training that Donegal were doing in 2014. He can retrace it right back to there. Landing up to Belfast, hardly able to walk, getting out of the car. That's at the time there where there had to be a real in-depth look at his body and see where am I at. And then he can actually taper his training. Now, that mightn't have suited Donegal. It mightn't have suited the likes of McGuinness. That could have cancelled him out. But if you took him back there now and said, listen, these are your options. If they said that's not good enough, he would have stepped away and he wouldn't have the issues that he does now. So it's all about your individual body. You got to look after yourself. But certainly for me, Eric, if I had played a lot of different sports now at an early age, I would go and get a full check over, get an MRI, see how your body is, and then you can evaluate it.
Great advice there from Brendan Devaney. Thanks very much for joining us, coming up to highlight the fact of player welfare.